Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire. And oh my God, y'all, I'm sorry I sound like a dying gay man right now, but it was an all good injustice, okay? It was just, your girl went to a play party by herself for the first time, which is crazy because I had my poly girlfriend with there over there, but I was the social butterfly and I just went a little bit too hard, you know, knowing damn well I had to wake up the next morning and do this. But I am so excited to have Miss Gabriella Alexa in the building with me, technically virtually, but I am so excited to have you on the show because, whew, Red Table Talk, you may have seen her, of course, on Instagram at Gab Alexa. And if you guys are in the polyamorous lifestyle, I mean, Gab is probably one of the first people that come to mind when you think about polyamory now. So without further ado, Gab, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, just to make sure, my name is Gabriella Alexa, not Gabriella.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a typo on my end. Let me fix that now. Gabrielle Alexa, I'm so sorry. My bad. But again, I am so thrilled to have you. You've written books, you've written articles, you've been everywhere. Like I said, Red Table Talk. You were just telling me you did a podcast with the Bachelorette girls. So my goodness, like, did you ever think your lifestyle, just anything, just like yourself in what you've been doing, a lifestyle that to many people just now started coming out? I feel like during quarantine, we heard the word polyamory a lot more than usual. And now it's everywhere. TV, radio, movies, the whole nine. You can't escape it. But this lifestyle's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in many ways hype because that means there's more people to date. Now I don't have to be like, I guess before there used to be those like Tinder profiles and always be like, no polyamorous people, as if polyamorous people are specifically looking for like single monogamous people to like force into this. But now I feel like when I'm swiping on Tinder, I see more of like a group, an assortment of types of relationship styles and the people I'm swiping on. So that's really cool. You know, like slowly my friends are all like, I'm poly now. I'm like, you're welcome.
She flipped her hair, y'all. Like the whole nine. I love it. Thank you.
So that's cool too, because it means that there's more people who are willing to understand where I'm coming from. Like I even think when I started doing like more seriously identifying as polyam rather than like just dating polyamorous people, like once I like told my friends this is how I plan to date for the foreseeable future, there was a lot more acceptance because they were also like, well, I know like Chad down the block is doing the polyam thing. And then like, you know, Matilda like across the hall is also doing that. So I guess you're just doing that thing that everyone's doing rather than people being like, what the fuck?
Now that you've been saying this, so you started out, like, let's go to the beginning. Let's talk about Gabrielle and what made you decide like, okay, I'm going to dive into this. Because I know, like, for my journey, and I'll share later, but I want to know, like, at what point did you know, like, monogamous dating, or even if you weren't really dating monogamously, but just, you know, unmeaningful connections, this is not cutting it?
I don't know, it was many things. It was, like, for many years, I would date polyamorous people, but I did not personally identify as polyamorous.
How was that, by the way? Like, being someone who wasn't fully in the lifestyle, but you were, you know, dating partners who were fully in it.
I mean, thank God I wasn't dating people. Like, because I still considered myself an outsider, I think it set people's expectations because I was really confused on a lot of things. Like, I remember, like, still not getting it, like feeling like people were being deceitful when they were just like, they were like, no, like my girlfriend knows that I'm like, no, she doesn't. And now I'm like, oh my God, that completely like removes this girl's agency and like completely like why would I not believe that that would be a relationship style that she was into, you know? Or like, I remember two people flirting with me and but they were dating, right? Mm-hmm. Flirting, obviously. And I kept thinking, wow, what a time to make friends, because they were dating. So I just completely like, you almost like shut down. And then the mask person in that partnership, I remember like kind of like ignoring them because I didn't want the girl to think I was like flirting or something. Meanwhile, they're both like, is this bitch not getting the hint? Like we are trying to have sex with her. And then like later when they told me, I was like, oh, like how was I supposed to know y'all kiss? Like I didn't know that was like, so I'm glad that I got to get like my like little like confusion and like missteps out before claiming an identity publicly, because now I feel like I can claim it and feel like, oh, I like know where I'm at with this.
I feel you. I like when I started getting into the whole poly dating, I like to say that I am not a hoe, but I'm a pro. Like for the longest, like I did not do the relationships thing at all. So when I decided with my primary partner, which for many people who don't understand the whole primary term, I personally don't like to use it like in my real life, because I feel like in my relationships, there's no hierarchy. But, you know, some people may say your main boo and he's all over my Instagram, Mr. Suit and Tie. But when we decided to move from being just like open to, you know, fucking around and everything, and decided like, let's go head in to this polyamory lifestyle. Like now I feel you, like we are the type of couple where, you know, he knows my type of chick and how I vibe with. And it's always like, no, we are both trying to like, look, we're both interested. We're both trying to date you. We're both trying to like get with you. It's that hidden, like, I love it. I fucking love it when you go out and you see somebody and they're not sure, like, oh shit, are they both hitting on me? Or is it just like one's baiting for the other? But I love it. I absolutely love just, I don't want to say options, but I feel like it gives you this new sense of confidence being polyamorous than it would be when you're monogamous or just, you know, fucking around on your solo adventure. I feel like there's just this newfound like persona that comes over me being in this lifestyle, because it's like you have to be so transparent. You have to be comfortable in your own, you know, dating habits, and then to share that with a whole unit, it's just, you know, it's magical.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think overall, who I am as a person has definitely come out more. And I think about all of the relationships that I was in. Like, I mean, I almost like, I was like half engaged.
Oh, shit.
And I know, thinking of like monogamous partnership as like something that was for me, when in reality, like I was just trying to like ascribe to something that people had told me I was supposed to want.
Absolutely.
And I also thought, for a long time that I was like that I had too much discomfort with jealousy, I guess, to function in non-monogamy. And I find that I don't know why that is the story, because everyone, you get jealous no matter what. Like you get jealous even if you're monogamous and your partner just like jealousy is just like a common tool, a vehicle for understanding deeper feelings. So I don't know why I thought that, but that's, you know, that's the story.
Let's do talk about jealousy, because I feel like that comes out a lot when people talk to us about, you know, being polyamorous. Like, how do you not get jealous if you're on these dates? Or, you know, what if you do, if your partner's out on a date and you're stuck at home? Like, I know for me, I tried to either set up a date of my own when I'm like, if my partner's out doing his thing, or if my other girlfriend is doing her thing, like I try to keep myself as busy as possible. I like to say I'm not a jealous person per se, which is weird. You know, when people like, what do you mean you don't get fucking jealous? I say I get more jealous.
Well, if you're busy, you're just like not even thinking about it. I'm like, oh my bad, I was sucking dick. So I didn't, I forgot to do it.
Exactly.
It's really that simple. Or like, honestly, I really love TV and I really cherish my alone time. So there have been a lot of times where I'm like, oh my God, I like really want to watch this show. I know nobody else wants to watch it. And like, I really want to do like a salt bath. And like, even that activity is like really grounding and distracting. And then later I'm like, oh shit, like I didn't even remember. Or like right now I'm studying for a test at work. Like I have to get a certification. So I've been doing a lot of that. Problem solved. I don't even think about it. I'm like, oh shit, she on a date. Didn't notice because it's 12 midnight and I just finished studying.
I feel it. So right now, what's your dynamic looking like in your poly tribe? I like to call it a tribe. I don't know what you like to call it, but...
So I have a girlfriend and she's popping. She's sleeping in the next room. She was like, you're doing an appearance? Lit. Like, I can finally go to bed.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's a nap type of person. And then, so she has another partner. And then I have someone that I've been like on and off again, on and off again. So I don't even know what to call her, but I really love her. We've been really good lately. We've been like very on for some time now. Like even my girlfriend is like, yeah, y'all have been on for a while, like doing good. So I don't know what to call her, but there's her.
Yeah.
And then I'm dating this guy who's really special and awesome as well.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So mm-hmm. At any point, you know, I know for me, like coming out of, let's talk quarantine too, because I don't know about you. It's been hard. I know. I'm dreading. I'm like, it was so fucking hard for me during quarantine. I will say it was a blessing though, because it brought my primary suit and tie and I together more in our relationship. It also did. I suffered from a breakup. He's still with her because he has a girlfriend who's also married, but her husband is more swinger. We are no longer together. And funny thing is, she gave birth the day after we broke up. And on top, yeah. And like on top of that, my other girlfriend and her boyfriend, we did not have any physical contact until this year. You know, once we decided like, hey, we're all vaxxed, we're all ready to go, let's do this, we're gonna go all out kind of thing. So it was like, it brought me closer in one relationship, suffered a breakup from the other, and then being deprived of another. I was just like, this is the ultimate cock block or pussy block for poly folks.
I will say it was rough because like everyone was getting into like their like poly pod, right?
Yeah.
For the pandemic. And I had like potted up with my girlfriend and like her roommates. And then I had to like negotiate like with other people I was dating, like what's your pod like? When are you getting tested? And like at a certain point, I think it was really scary and it was really complicated. And I think I was just like, I'm just gonna chill in this pod. Like I'm not gonna, like it's hard to get like multiple pods on the same page, honestly. And like people have different levels of comfort and you can't, like I was big on like, I'm not gonna shame anyone for what they, how they are managing this pandemic. But I also have to make sure I'm taking care of like my pod and like my group and my family and whatever.
Did you feel at any point you almost went monogamous for a little bit in a sense?
I did feel that. And then when we stepped out of the pandemic and like, I had to have a conversation with my girlfriend where I was like, yo, I'm so anxious because now like it's been nothing but us this whole pandemic. That's like a year. And as excited as I am, and as I literally like I spent the whole pandemic thinking, I can't wait to just like have the whole polycule outside and we could go to a party or like a festival and go to a concert. Like I had all these dreams the whole pandemic. But then when I was met with the reality of it, I was like, I'm so anxious. Like, I can't believe, like, what if everything changes? Like, what if it just took over me in such a way. And then now we're like a couple months post-vaccine. Of course the pandemic is not over, but certainly like a lot of things have changed in our ability to hang out with other people. And I've found, oh my God, apparently like all of my anxieties were just things in my head and not real situations that were gonna happen. Everything has been pretty nice.
I feel fucking seen. Guys, girl, I was going through it. I mean, even just like, I'm still, you know, processing. Like yesterday was the first time I've never been to a swinger lifestyle party besides with him. And, you know, like I said, yes, my girlfriend and her boyfriend were on site, but they came together. I came alone. I left alone. I had to process things alone because he's in Puerto Rico. So I was, you know, I'm still like, fuck, what happened? You know, and he's been going on more dates than I have, but I had the same type of fear. I was like, is this going to change us? What if you start dating somebody? Is that going to change our dynamic? You know, and I don't know about you, but I had a lot of self-doubt of like the love factor, because I genuinely love my partners. I'm in love with this man. He's openly dating several different women. My trust factor has kind of been like, I'm still trying to get, you know, into that and trying to even just reopen myself and, you know, trying to date around and tell people like, yo, I'm poly and I'm partnered. You know, I think that's hard for folks to like grasp.
Yeah, I will say that like as someone who has a platform, I have a little bit of privilege in that like I already have a lot of poly people who are in community with me. You know, there are a lot of other accounts who would like follow. So like, you know, when people hit on me very often, they'll be like, hey, I already know the context of how you're dating. I already know what you're going to bring to this. I already know who you're already dating and I'm interested. And that really, I'm going to say, makes it easy.
Yes, I feel you. Because like I'm not seen on Instagram, unfortunately, like the reflection of this podcast and the audience and the people that reach out does not reflect because Instagram does not like me. Social media does not like me. So I feel you. When we have platforms, it's easy to, you know, find that community. That's why for me, I'm like, I'm very thankful and grateful for the bodies that I've come across, like people like yourself and other people in community. I'm just like, they get it. They honestly get it. But when we're going on like, I hate to say it, fucking Tinder and all these other, and they may or may not know, I'm just like, whoo! The lessons I have to teach folks, it's like, oh my God.
Even the people who are like, because there's this guy, he flirts with me all the time, and I thought he was cute at one point. I mean, he's cute.
Yeah.
I think he's cute. But there's like a significant difference between like, I just want to casually date and I'm polyamorous. And I don't think that he grasps that fully. And it just like really puts me off from it because it's like, I don't want to have to teach you like things or like, especially guys who feel like overconfident, like, oh, I could totally date multiple people. Like I'm gonna just like be her little side thing. Right. And then like, I'm like, no, are you going to communicate with me? Cause that's like mostly, that's like all of it really. Like, will you be communicative? And the answer is probably no. So what's the point?
Yeah. I feel that's a problem too. It's just like, lately I've been finding out, and it also shocked some of the people that I'm in community with. They were like, what do you mean faux poly folks? And I'm like, there are folks walking around claiming that they're poly, that they understand this lifestyle, and they're clearly cheating on their partners.
Oh,
flat out cheating on their partners. Or they're like, oh yeah, I'm down for poly, I'm all for open relationships. And I'm like, hold up, that's not what this is. You know, like my partners all will know about you, what you're about. If something were to happen, like we're all gonna be in communication. Like there's none of this like secretive shit. I don't.
Like people will be like, I could play that role. Like it's not a role. Like you just need to communicate and talk. And like there's no role. Like you don't. There's no secrets. Like,
no.
Well, there's secrets in life, but there's not. You're not kept secret from my other people I'm dating.
I feel like being poly, there is no room for secrecy. Like you have to be clearer than fucking glass.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is my thing. Like transparency is a very big thing. And, you know, I don't necessarily have to date who my partners are dating, but I also need to know if I'm at risk of anything, period. Mm-hmm. And I need to know, like, people need to understand there's a certain dynamic. Like right now, I'm kind of weary. Suit and Tie started, you know, messing around with this chick who's not necessarily polyamorous. She claims to understand, you know, this lifestyle, but I'm like, you can't help but kind of be a little, you know, just kind of be like, all right, do you understand fully how this works? Do you understand that it won't be a priority per se? Like, it's that navigation. Like, I've met her, we went bowling, it was great. I also think that, I don't know how you feel about this, you know, partners meeting other partners, even if it doesn't mean anything sexual, but just, you know, almost like the kitchen table poly policy. It's just getting to know everybody.
I definitely love kitchen table, but I feel like when you say like, oh, I enjoy kitchen table, that there is a certain image of what kitchen table is that gets presented. So I just like, I'm also open to parallel polyamory. Like if I don't, I don't want to force anything. I don't want to force my belief system on anyone else.
Absolutely.
I would say my birthday is coming up and I'm bringing all three of the people I'm dating and my girlfriend's bringing her girlfriend and we're doing an escape room.
Fun.
We're doing two escape rooms. So it's like there's, it's plus my friends, right? So it's a group of five and a group of five and we got two different rooms at the same time. So we're gonna see who does it. And because of the way like the times that my friends were coming and stuff, it looks like it's gonna be me versus everyone I'm dating plus my girlfriend's girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, well now this, you know, stakes are high because I gotta beat literally the whole poly who looks so exhausting.
Right? It's like, it's not that you have to impress one person. You now have to impress like, and I feel like people don't understand that. Like this shit is hard because you want to make that good impression, but you also don't want to insult anybody. There's always that. It's like, okay, am I being a little bit too overly affectionate with one partner and not giving the other partner attention? Or if I'm overstepping boundaries, because you know, there's some partners out there that don't like to see things.
Get into it, because I've never had three people I'm dating in one place. Like I've had two and I just like didn't touch either of them. And I was like, problem solved. I don't know if that solved anything, but I was like, this works. So now I'm, you know, one of them was like, hey, how do you feel about kissing on the mouth when we see each other? And I was like, okay, yeah, we can do that. And then one person was like, you can be affectionate with other partners. And I was like, okay. And then the other person was like, you can be affectionate with the other, your other partners. And I'm like, seems like a trap.
Oh my God. No, it really does. It's like the escape room before the escape room. That's what it is.
Well, I have an icebreaker. Oh. I hope they don't do this because I don't want it, it's a surprise, but I have like an icebreaker planned. That's going to be, it's like Gabby Bingo, Gab Bingo, in fact. Oh, oh. I like coded an app and everything. I'm such a dork. And then, so it's to encourage people to like get to know each other. Like it'll be like, find the person I've known the longest, find, you know, and then you have to get five in a row.
I like that. I might have to, you know, steal a little bit of this. I don't know. Like that sounds, Gab, I just want to like be your friend. I'm sorry. Like I know we communicate on and off on Instagram, but like, I feel like you need to come to LA. I need to come to NYC. You show me your city, I show you mine. It's just, I feel like we would have a good time.
Because I went to Red Table Talk, but I don't know if it counts because I was in Calabasas and everyone I told, they were like, that does not count. And I was
No. I'm borderline like where that's at, but nah.
Yeah, I was like, why is this all highway?
Yeah, it's the hidden, it's the hidden Beverly Hills of the Valley, as we like to call it. That's really what it is. Very just nice little acres of mansions and whatnots. But going on, it's just like, I feel honestly, people overly hype the poly life and just think that it's guaranteed threesomes, guaranteed orgies all the time, and they forget about it's people that are working on relationships. It's not just, I mean, don't get me wrong, yes, the sex is great. Honestly, I feel like I'm living my best. She's doing the dance, she's agreeing. Please tell me this is not your best sexual peak right now. Oh shit.
I just woke up. is this my sexual peak? Maybe. I don't know. I do feel like I could probably, you know, what's a peak? It's a flexible like limit. So like I could.
Let me, I guess, redefine. I think that there is, I don't know. I feel like in my 20s, yes, I was a hoe. I did a lot of things. I experienced a lot of people, you know, and beings. But then, like, now as I'm 32 and, you know, I'm in my career more, I really value who I'm giving my sexuality to. Like, who is worthy of my sex at this point? Who's worthy of my attention? And I feel like now I'm at this, like, I feel like my stamina, just everything, my openness is a lot better than it was. Like, I thought I knew some things. And then I was taught some things and then I experienced and now I was like, holy shit, what the fuck was I doing 5 years ago? Because it wasn't this.
Yeah, I mean, I will agree. I also, because I'm a lot older, feel a lot more competent saying like, oh, actually, I don't want to do that. Or actually, this is what I want to do. Or actually, here's what, like, what I'm more into. But also, I'm more open to people teaching me new things. Like, no matter what anyone says, like, no matter their level of sexual experience, no matter how long they've been with a partner, being with multiple partners will teach you different ways of sexual being all the time. And like, your own sexual, like, identity persona will, like, fluctuate regardless. Especially because of the pandemic, I went through like, oh, I love penetration, to like, I fucking hate penetration, to like, oh, I need penetration, I cannot come without penetration, to like, please don't touch the inside of my vagina again. Like, and then what am I? And then I went from like, oh, I really want like really fast and really intense, to like, okay, I only want slow sex. Like, who you are as a person is just like always up in the air, or who I am at least is always up in the air. So like, dating so many people has definitely opened me up to just like going with the flow, with like, what am I wanting now? Like, I don't have to follow a script. I don't have to listen to what people tell me sex is supposed to be like. So what am I looking for today? What is passion for me today? What's intimacy for me today?
Absolutely. What are some misconceptions that you wish that people would just stop putting on with polyamory? Like, I love asking other poly folks this all the time, because, you know, we all have some common, but there are some things I feel out there where I'm just like, what? Who told you this shit?
I'm gonna be honest, I've had a very blessed polyamorous life so far. Like, I've been around so many sex positive folks, so I don't really have to explain what I'm doing to a lot of people. And my friends all follow me on Instagram and also like are willing to do their own research now. And like, we're kind of just like, okay, you're poly now. Anyway, like, so I can't say that there's like, I run into a lot of people who are giving me like the misconceptions. Like, I always know what the traditional misconceptions are, because I hear from other people, and like, I know maybe what a stranger has asked me, but especially now that it's trendy. Like, I was out at a bar and this guy was like flirting with me, and then he saw my Instagram and was like, oh, Red Table Talk, I saw that episode. Oh my God, that was you. So there's always this entry point of like, oh yeah, I've heard of that polyamory shit. Like, I could do it. Or like, there's a lot less of the like stupid questions.
Yes.
And again, I'm like insulated by the fact that like everyone following me knows I'm polyamorous, so I don't have to do a lot of education at this point in my polyamorous life. But I can imagine, like, I mean, of course, like, someone has asked me like, how do you deal with jealousy? And I think that's so annoying. It's like, I do actually, but you always have to deal with jealousy. Not that I just like, I think when they ask deal with it, they imply that you just like throw your jealousy somewhere in a corner and you never have to see it. And I'm just saying, I like deal with it like you would in any other scenario. Like, if you're at work and someone gets a raise and you're a little jealous, like, oh my God, I feel like I deserve that raise. And then you manage it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, because honestly, it's like, for me, same thing. It's, you know, people know who I am as a person. People know what I do, how I get down. They have questions. They're curious. My friends are very accepting for the most part, you know, and the ones that haven't, I had to give them the boot. You know, and of course, again, quarantine, I feel, helped that in a way too, where I got to tap into more of my poly side and really take the time and be like, okay, am I solo, non-monogamous? Am I doing this together with my partners? Or am I just poly and I don't need any other fucking label to it? Am I just navigating the way that I want to, and what makes me happy, what makes my partners happy, and just all around, what are the benefits that I'm getting out of it? Because I feel, again, as this is becoming more popularized, there's a lot of, you know, misinformation, but like you said, people have to take the time and do the research. They have to do the fucking work. Just like anybody who's in any form of sexuality, whether, you know, it's BDSM or just, you know, figuring out what the fuck their vulva wants or their dick wants. You have to do the fucking research. You can't be sitting down and being lazy about it and just waiting for someone to just do it for you, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, when people ask me, like, well, how do you find the community? I'm like, I just met people. Yeah. I went out. I ventured out.
Yeah, same. I will say, like, if I can say that I was introduced to any misconceptions, my time on Red Table Talk, of course, they were asking the very, like, the bare basic questions of like someone who is
I have to say, I wanted more of you. That's why, like, I reached out to you because I was like, I wanted to hear more of your story. I felt like it was kind of rushed. Like, I watched it with my partner and we felt like, okay, cool. They're into the married aspect of polyamory. But here's Gab, you know, you were a newbie at the point.
I don't actually identify as a newbie, right? Okay. Like, I was telling them when they were like talking to me in the pre, like, I guess, interview for this, right? Yeah. They were like, I was like, well, I feel like I've been doing this for a while, but because of the pandemic, I still feel very new to it. Like, only because, like, that's a whole year of like just dating, not just dating one person, I dated other people. So that's like almost not factual, but like, it was just a lot, it was hindered by the fact that there was a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted that to be clear that, like, I'm still learning a lot of the, like, managing the emotions that I'm used to displaying in a monogamous partnership. Like, some things are almost like instinctual, and then you have to be like, wait, but like intellectually I know this, and then you're good, right? Like, I'm still working on those things. And I feel like more so like I've done more work on that in the past like 2 months than I have in that whole year of the pandemic. So that was all I was trying to express. And they were like, ooh, we like that newbie aspect. I was like, okay, like, you know, it is television, right? Like, as much as we think that it's 100% real, and it was, I was 100% real about everything. But in terms of me being like brand new, again, like, I'm maybe new to labeling myself polyamorous. Like, that was like maybe a year before the pandemic. But before that, I was dating polyamorous people. I went to Hedonism, the sex resort, and I remember looking at all the couples and like being like, wow, I've never seen people who love each other more than these non-monogamous couples. And that was part of what pushed me to be like, hey, I want to start like labeling myself as what I am doing, labeling myself by what I am. And I feel like it's very like when a lot of bi people are like, oh, I'm bi curious, before they actually claim perhaps bisexual or pansexual or queer, because they feel like, oh, I need a certain amount of experience before I can claim this label. I feel like I was at that with polyamorous, but I don't actually identify as a newbie, because that would take the like 4 years plus of experience in this lifestyle out of my life. And that's not true either.
I am so glad you clarified that. So thank you. Because again, that's why I reached out, because I was like, I feel like there was more to the story than, again, that we were led. And that's why I kind of hate, you know, TV. It's like, we get the saturated version of people's lifestyles. Like,
Blair, like, what is consumable in a half hour to an hour? And I respect it. Like, that is how you make things palatable for a mass
absolutely
audience. So go off. I definitely got like more personal, but I don't think that that's what they were looking for. They were more interested in the aspects of polyamory that relate to married couples. And like, how do we see this as a long-term thing? They were like, how can we take polyamory and fit it into like our vision of monogamy, basically? And I think I gave that for, you know, if that was what they wanted, I gave it to them.
Absolutely.
But I have a lot more thoughts on polyamory and a lot more of a polyamorous lifestyle to share than just that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you do this, not just a weekly basis, you do this on a daily, you do the work daily. And again, the only way people are ever going to change their perspective or go out and do the work is look at people like yourself who try to give this a normal view. Because I don't know about you, I get annoyed where they think that this is just, like we said, a fad, something that changes temporarily. Like, I hate when people, you know, when I came out as bisexual, it was like, oh, you'll stick to men, you'll always be with men. And I'm like, actually, that's not the case. If something were to happen with the guy and I will never go back to men. That's like how I feel. I am attracted to one man, and that's it, to be honest. It's like, men are work. Like, I'm a work as a woman.
I think the way that gender is like set up is like, it fosters disconnect between like men and women, and that's so unfortunate. I do find that like I can connect with men, like I have in the past and I still do, but it's a lot harder because I feel like there's a level of privilege that they have to be aware of and constantly like managing. They have to be like, okay, I'm privileged in this way, so how can I speak to her with that awareness? And I literally, like, I can date a lot of people, but I don't think I can date a man who's not aware of his privilege. Or even like, there's some men who are kind of like new to like talking about like privilege as men, who are kind of like, yeah, I know, like, this is how I'm privileged, but also what about this issue? And it's like, never a real issue. Like, I don't want to date a man who's like, oh, like, I know, like, consent is important, but, like, when you're upfront with women, then they don't want to fuck you. I'm not going to date a man like that.
No.
I'm not going to date a man who's not aware of queerness in a way that will, like, I used to date a lot of men when I was younger who'd be like, oh, like, what's your body count? And be like, they'd be like, not the women, that don't count. Like, they only mean penetrative sex with men. I'm like, okay, so I don't want to talk to you anymore. Or you know, dating men who are like, oh, I don't really eat pussy. I used to date a lot of men who were like, oh, like, your relationships with women, you can go do that because that's fake. Like, but you, I'm the only penis. And I was like, I need someone who I can, like, express the full breadth of my queerness with and who will still feel confident in their relationship with me. And that's a hard thing to find. So it almost feels like, yeah, I stick to dating queer people.
Absolutely. That's how I feel now because, again, with him, he understands it all. He's understanding. Mm-hmm. He understands, you know, I am more attracted to femme beings. I am more attracted in my insecure, my own queerness. You know, I can go out and date women, trans folks, anybody, and he will not feel like he's being replaced or, you know, whatnot. And he's had his experiences too in straight male queerdom, as some people like to say. I'm like, fuck it. You want to be sexually liberated, be sexually liberated. Do whatever the fuck you want. It shouldn't matter. What matters is that how you are as a person, if you are genuine as a person. So I am glad, you know, that you and I have both been able to find communities that have made us feel seen, recognized, respected. Because especially I think that is so important in being poly and just being a queer force to be reckoned with. I think nowadays I feel like it's the solid foundation that people try to, like, break down. And it's like, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to be ever so evolving at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, I want to say to the audience, you know, first of all, where can people find you? What's coming up for you? Like, I know you've been doing things. So give us, what's coming up?
So what is coming up is I want to relax. Pride was so exhausting. I had too many brand deals. Even my assistant was probably like, is like busy. Like, I want, July is my birthday month. I just want to lie down.
Yes.
That's what's coming up for me. However, you could always support me by buying my book, How to Live with the Internet and Not Let It Run Your Life. I do mention polyamory very briefly in that the internet allows polyamorous folks to find such a breadth of community. And I think that that's really important. And I talk, of course, about queerness as well. So if you want to learn about the internet, but through the perspective of a queer polyamorous person, with that lens just simply sprinkled around here and there, great book. Everyone should buy it. Other than that, you know, I still have my writing. You can even see my foray into polyamory, because first I was like interviewing other polyamorous folks. And then I was like, okay, I'm a polyam newbie. And then I was like, okay, here's how I have 3 people I'm dating. Like, it was like, you can see the full trajectory from like baby straight, like baby bi, to like baby polyam princess. So,
oh, I love the evolution. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually very scary to imagine that my history is on the internet in that way. You can also see my politics change. Like, I went from like, the police don't really work, to like, ACAB, bosh the police. So like, I'm also nervous about the fact that you can see such a like transition in my beliefs, my views, everything. But it's also a very vulnerable, honest place to be. So you can check me out. All of my work is on my website at GabrielleAlexa.com. And you can follow me on all social platforms at GabAlexa.
And of course, that will be in the bio of this episode, so you guys can have a quick peek. But I have to say, I got to comment on that. Don't ever be afraid about the evolution being seen on the internet. Own it. Fucking own it. Because, girl, like I said, you're a fucking goddess. First and foremost, flip that hair. Yes.
Thank you.
Again, I feel you. Like, we all have sent things in our younger years. And as we transition, even with this show, it's been doing it for almost 10 years. And like you, I always said, fuck relationships. Fuck this, fuck that. Fuck love. And what happens? I fell in love. I got fucked up into this poly shit. And I love it. And I'm not going back. So fucking own it. Because you know what? It gives your audience, it gives people who are trying to discover themselves through you. They're like, you know what? I feel seen. This person owns it. I need to own up on my truth. And for me, like I said, transparency is a big thing. You're transparent in your truth. and we need that more. We need more forces like that.
Thank you.
Yes. So I hope everybody enjoyed this episode because, like I said, I feel like I can just talk to you hours on end about this. Do you have any closing words? Anything, last words that you want to tell anybody, you know, advice or anything?
One thing coming up later this week for anyone following me is there's a new platform called Erupt. It's like a debate-based platform, and we're doing it like polyamory versus monogamy debate, moderated by my friend Sid, who is like, you know, on the team for Erupt, I believe. So it was supposed to be on Sunday, but then Sid got sick, so we're tentatively rescheduling for like Tuesday. I'll have more details as they come, but I just wanted to say, like, you know, watch this space because I would love to have a good polyam mono debate.
Oh my God. Yes. Finally. Because again, like I said, I wanted you to come up on here because there's a lot of misinformation going on. There's a lot of people, you know, that talk shit about this. And I hope that the earbuds out there really, you know, take a listen to this and just realize that this is just a beautiful lifestyle, an alternative lifestyle that's been around. It's not going anywhere. It's not a trend. Please stop chasing folks and assuming that you know what they're all about being poly. Just no. Take a listen, do your research, and just come correct. Come correct when you approach folks like us in the community. So once again, earbuds, next Sunday, it's going to be a special episode. I actually have a listener that wanted to share her little kinks and tricks and all that and share her experiences. I've never done this before. It's the first time ever having like a listener takeover. So this is going to be exciting next Sunday. And of course, you can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And of course, at Sapphire's Earplay. And remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more Earplay fun, go to iTunes, all podcasts.